You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Phaser Days with Thick of the Honey, and on the line we have Phaser Days herself. Kia ora, Amelia, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel, I'm good. A bit sleepy, but I'm good. How are you?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we're doing really well. Super stoked to chat with you about your brilliant new EP, Break. Congratulations on releasing it on Friday. First new music in 5 years. Bit of a pace change for you. Also, a bit of a new chapter. How are you feeling about having this out in the world?
I'm feeling a lot, like, yeah, quite, had a very emotional weekend, but, like, yeah, cried some good tears.
Totally. I think that you've created an EP other people can cry some good tears to as well. It's got a lot of big feelings in it, a sort of a kind of an anger in it, which I found really cathartic to listen to. But there's sort of a release to the whole collection of songs, which seems to speak to the time you've been going through. Let's get the big question out of the way. What have you been up to for 5 years?
I don't know if I could answer that and over radio. We actually made a little short documentary called The Thick of It, and it's on YouTube if you want to know the answers. But yeah, just generally just struggling with, like, I struggled a lot with, like, my mental health and physical health over the last 5 years, and yeah, wasn't a very creative flowing time for me, basically. So yeah, it feels really good to get this EP out, because it's like me just overcoming a lot of stuff in my own head. Yeah,
it feels like the way you've brought this EP into the world has a real generosity to yourself as an artist and a person, first and foremost, but also to your listeners as well, because a lot of people grew up alongside you with Morningside's release. You're still really young then, and now, you know, you've kind of stepped into this new phase of music making, and you've got your really dedicated fans who haven't gone away over that 5 years. And I think the way you've sort of entered them back into the world of where you've been and what you've been processing, you know, most people have versions of this happen to them at some point in their lives. What's the response been like?
Yeah, it has been really warm, actually, and so supportive, and yeah, I've felt really positive coming back. And I think, I mean, it's just an EP. It's like I just kind of am easing back into it, and I think, I guess putting out the little documentary kind of helped bridge that gap. Mm. But yeah, it's, I feel like, I mean, everyone goes through something like this and just has like a dark period in their life, and I just kind of wanted to be open about it because I felt so isolated in that time, and I just thought maybe if I tell my story, like, it'll help somebody else feel comforted in what they're maybe going through. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it does feel pretty powerful to just kind of like be pretty vulnerable about it and just be as real as I can and just hope people connect to it, and it sounds like people have. So
yeah,
it's been great.
Yeah, totally. How did you get back into writing? Because I think that's another thing anyone who's got a creative practice can relate to. You do go through these periods for whatever reason where it's just not working, it's not flowing, maybe it's, you know, connected to what else is happening in your life. But how did you get back into creating music?
Well, actually, Buzz Moller from Voom, he was someone that was really supportive of me through this whole time, and we had quite a good thing going where like every Friday he'd come over and we'd just kind of like play each other's little ideas and strum guitars, and like I'd always be writing and I'd always have little bits of things happening, but I couldn't really finish them. And Buzz was really helpful in the way that he'd be like, okay, we're going to put a timer on and we're going to write 20 different choruses, and that really just turned things up for me. And so yeah, having people like him around just to help me work through some of my like blocks and the pressures and stuff that had really got into my head, and also just like not feeling like I was good enough, that was such a block. Mm. Just, like creative block, because it just felt like any idea I had wasn't good enough. And so yeah, Buzz was really good at just helping me let go of being precious and just create for the fun of it.
That's so awesome. It's so important to have those peers and friends who can really help you through those creative ruts and also, you know, big you up as a person as well. That's really crucial for being able to make good art. The song we just listened to, Thick of the Honey, you co-wrote that with Beck Runga. What was that experience like?
Yeah, that was so unreal for me because I'm such a massive fan of her. Like, she, you know, grew up listening to her music, and she's part of the reason why I do music. Mm. She's such a big inspiration to me. We just had this, I think it was half a day at Roundhead Studios, and we both went in and we just jammed out this kind of weird angular song that I definitely could not have come up with without her, because it's just so, it's such a strange song to me. And yeah, I think we had about like a 10-minute jam, and then I think I dug up the stems. Okay, we had the jam, and I was like, okay, well, that was a strange song we wrote today. Okay, like, yeah. And then like a year later, I found the jam, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so weird and cool. And I cut down like the 10 minutes down to like a 3-minute track, and like worked on some lyrics and added some synths and other parts, and sent it to her, and I was like, what do you think? And she was like, this is cool. And she let me release on the EP, which is really cool of her.
That's so awesome. What a great collaborator to work with. It's interesting as well, because Beck, obviously, she had an incredible rise to fame when she was also very young with super successful albums. Did you sort of chat with her at all about, you know, any of the sort of experiences that you were processing at the time, or was it just straight into the music?
I mean, on that day, it was straight into the music, because studios are expensive.
Oh, hard out.
She's actually been really supportive of me, and like I've been over to her place for coffee and we've had some good chats, and that's been obviously really nice, and the support that I needed at the time. So she's been lovely and supportive.
That's so cool. Well, I'm very excited to see that not only have you got new music out, but you're going to be playing some gigs again soon. You'll be up at the Hollywood Avondale here in Tamaki Makaurau on the 26th of November, which is not that far away now. And then you're going to be at Laneway as well, which is really awesome. How are you feeling about jumping back on the stage?
I'm feeling quite nervous because it's just been such a long time since I've played a live show, but I'm really excited about the band that I've got. and the band members I'm playing with, and then also just playing the EP live. Like, it's quite a rock EP, so I just feel like it just needs to be heard live, so I'm really excited about that. And then we've got some really good support acts, which I'm excited to see myself, which is Car Wash, who's a US artist who happens to be in Aotearoa in November, so he's opening, plus Tan B, who's a really great artist as well. She's killing it, so I'm really excited to see both of them, selfishly.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's the best way to play a gig, isn't it, with bands you want to see and friends you want to hang out with. I'm excited to see that combo. Obviously we love Hanby, but yeah, Car Wash is new to me, so I'm definitely keen to get stuck into that. Hey Amelia, thank you for chatting with us this morning. We're going to listen to the title track of the EP now. What would you sort of say led to this being the title of the song and the title of this album? It feels perhaps obvious, we've talked about some of it, but at what point were you like, this is what it's called, Break, with an exclamation mark?
Well, funnily enough, it's like I had the song written and I put it in a Dropbox to Buzz, and because Buzz often, you know, like I said, sometimes helps me write songs and stuff, and I didn't have a title for it. Probably just called it like Rough Demo or something. And then he sent back the song, like he added some ideas, and then called it Break with an exclamation mark. And I was like, oh, like it just hit me. I was like, that word, I need to call the EP that. And so, yeah, that was the point where I was like, this is the name of the EP and it's got to have the exclamation mark on it, to just kind of, taken 5 years since my last release, and to call something Break with an exclamation mark just feels really like, I don't know, like a shout, and just kind of breaking the silence. So yeah, it's about right to call it that.
Totally. Hey Amelia, thank you so much, it's lovely to speak with you. Congrats again on your record, and we'll see you up at the Hollywood in a few weeks.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Rachel, it's been really good to chat.
Have a nice day.
You too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.